I'd like to discuss something that, from a little bit of a different perspective than what we usually do. We typically learn halakhic topics, but I want to do something that's a little bit more, maybe historical, maybe even a little academic, but it will be sourced in, of course, Chazals at various points in history. Specifically, want to talk about Asarah B'Teves. Asarah B'Teves had different components to it. It's really a compilation of the slichas that we said this morning. There are four reasons why we have Asarah B'Teves. One of them is something that happened on the ninth day of Teves. What is it? We'll talk about. And I'd like to share with you, it's really an article that there's a wonderful Frum historian, Dr. Lyman, Dr. Schneer Lyman in Queens, was a tremendous Yerei Shamayim and a Talmud Chacham and also an expert historian. And he wrote an article about the fast of not Asar B'Teves, but Shi B'Teves. And I want to share the ideas that he presents to try to understand. He spoke here, that would be reasonable. Hopefully not this point. Hopefully not this year. Those of you who've journeyed through Shas are familiar with Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a list of a whole bunch of days that you're not allowed to have a fast on. You're not allowed to fast the day before. You're not allowed to have a fast the day after. That's one Megillas Tainus. There's another Megillas Tainus, which is actually what it sounds like. It's a list of fast days, which is sort of funny. The regular Megillas Tainus that we're familiar with in Shas is the days that you're not allowed to fast. Sort of a funny name. But there's another Megillas Tainus that is totally unrelated to that, different, even quote opposite what the first Megillas Tainus quotes certain days that you are not allowed to fast. The other Megillas Tainus says that certain days, those same days, some of them you should fast. So clearly two separate svarim, and this is a list of days that a person should fast. Among them is the ninth of Teves. This section of Megillas Tainus is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about what happened on Teves, and the Lashon of the Megillas Tainus that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting says the following. It says, B'Tisha Bo, on the ninth day of Teves, that was, well, now we're finishing the tenth, so a day and a half ago, says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, quoting the Bahag, the sources in the Bahag, who lived in the 900s, B'Tisha Bo, on the ninth of Teves, Lo kasvu rabosenu al mahu. The Chacham did not tell us what it's for. We know there's a fast, but they never told us what it's for. Uvo bayom meis Ezra hakohen unechemya. On this day, Ezra died and Nechemya died. And it's a very, puzzling or perplexing kind of thing that they're sort of telling you, I'm telling you have to fast, but I'm not telling you why. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch records it, which makes it even more unusual. The question that we have to try to figure out, what is it that the Chachamim are obligating us to fast for the ninth of Teves? Again, we fast on Asarah B'Teves because there are a bunch of reasons. Each one independently wants fast, but this mysterious phantom reason to fast on the ninth of Teves, and Chachamim are purposely telling us that, I'm not going to tell you why. And the next three words are, and this is also the day that Ezra died. The Bahag that I just quoted you said Ezra and Nehemiah. The Shulchan Aruch only says Ezra. But let's try to get into some possibilities of why is it that this ninth day of Teves ended up being a day to fast. There is a sefer called Sefer HaKabbalah written by the Ravid. There are lots of Ravids. There are a few Ravids. I'm not sure which Ravid this is. I don't think it's the Ravid who we're familiar with from the Rambam. But the Ravid says the following. The Ravid lived in the middle 1100s. He says that there was a great leader of Spanish Jewry, of Sephardi Jewry in Spain. And his name was the Shmuel Hanagid's father, Rav Yosef Halevi Hanagid, and apparently there was a massacre of the Jews of Spain that took place on Shabbos, the ninth of Teves. And says the Ravid who lived around that time, this Ravid who lived there at that time, that it must be that Chazal in their Ruach HaKodesh anticipated that there was going to be this massacre in the many years later, on the 9th of Teves, that our great leader, Yosef Halevi Hanage, the father of Shmuel Hanage, the leader of the Jewish community in Spain, would be killed on this day. And therefore, in their Ruach HaKodesh, they established the 9th day of Teves as being a Yom Tzom, because they anticipated what would happen, that there was going to be this terrible massacre where the leader of the Jewish people in Spain would be killed, along with 150 families that would be killed. That's what the Ravid says, which is very funny, because if I would have asked you, please name me the top 10 names in Jewish history, or even the top 30, or even the top 50 names in Jewish history, you probably wouldn't have told me Yosef Halevi Hanagid from wherever he lived in Spain. And you're going to say that's the reason why that he was killed, and yes, he was killed, and it's terrible that he was killed, and there was a massacre, it's terrible that there was a massacre, 150 Jews died. But for that, they were going to be Koveya Yom Tzom, and they're saying that the Chazal had Nevuah, that they knew this was going to happen, that's why they were Koveya Yom Tzom, you know, hundreds of years earlier. Very, 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 very difficult. We have a lot of many Chachamim who are greater, not to take anything away from him, but I honestly wasn't so familiar with him until I, you know, read about him here. So it's hard to imagine that that's the reason why we fast on the 9th day. Also, why would it have to be a secret? Oh, well, I could tell. I understand why it's a secret. Could you imagine if you were Yosef Halevi Hanagid, and you knew that you knew that the reason why there's going to be a fast on the 9th of Teves is because you're going to be massacred on the 9th of Teves? So it's sort of like, you know, Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, they would go into their graves waiting if they're going to get up or not get up. You're always terrified, you know. Similarly, David HaMelech, he knew he was going to die on Shabbos. He was always nervous when Shabbos came. He wouldn't stop learning a whole Shabbos long to make sure that Yitzhar, the Malach HaMoz, wouldn't be able to get to Mount Shabbos. Imagine if you're Yosef Halevi Hanagid, and you know that you're going to be massacred on the 9th of Teves, it's going to be a terrible life, knowing, going through life that way. So we can understand why the Bahag says we have no idea. Because they didn't want, even if it's true, like the Ravid is suggesting, the Chazal with their Ruach HaKodesh, with their Nevuah, anticipated that he would be killed, they didn't want to say it explicitly because they didn't want him to feel bad and get nervous every 9th of Teves. But it's very difficult to honestly accept that suggestion. Okay, let's move ahead. The Ramah. Not in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah has a Perish on Megillas Esther. And the Perish on Megillas Esther says the following. We know that, I think Rashi on Megillas Esther points out, that when was Esther taken by Achashverosh for the night? So I think Rashi points out that she was taken Yemei Teves, when it's freezing, right, it's cold, and Achashverosh was able to appreciate her even more because it was so cold outside. And says the Ramah, why is it important for, I'm sorry, the Pasuk says she was taken in Teves. Says the Ramah, asks the Ramah, why is it important to know that she was taken in Teves? So we suggested one reason, to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered that it should be at a time when people in general are cold and might appreciate somebody even more. But says the Ramah, it's irrelevant to tell us that Esther was taken in Teves, as opposed to any other month. It must be, says the Ramah, and this is the Ramah speaking, that it's trying to tell us that there should be a fast day. It must have been happened on this day, on the 9th day of Teves, and to tell us that there should be a fast day that would commemorate the fact that Esther was taken. Anupshat in the night, again, not a Sereb Teves, but in the 9th of Teves, that's the secret reason for the fast of the 9th of Teves, that Esther was taken to Ahasuerus on that day. The only problem is, what's wrong with, why does it have to stay a secret? Why does Chazal have to set it up in a way that it's a fast day and we don't know why we do it? V'lo no da ta'am. Just say, the same way the Pasuk says, the same way, I'm sorry, that this is the Bahag, the quote which quotes the Megillas Taina, says that on the 9th day we fast, instead of saying because we don't know why, just say because that's the day that Esther was taken to Ahasuerus. What's so special? What's so mysterious? Why does it have to be so mysterious and secretive and hidden about the fact that Esther, if she was in fact taken on the 9th day of Teves, why does it have to be so hidden? What's dangerous about knowing that that's the reason for the fast of the ninth of Teves? Some of the first year Shulchan Aruch, again, when the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't know what happened on the ninth of Teves, so the Magen Avram, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, says, I'll tell you what happened on the ninth day of Teves. Those of you who are there on Sunday morning, Rabbi Kanna spoke about this point a little bit from the Chasam Sofer. Well, says the Magen Avram, Ezra Hanavi, Ezra, who brought us out of Galus Bavel, rebuilt the second base of Mikdash. He was lamish like Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain sense. So he died on the ninth day of Teves. And that's the reason why we fast, because he was so great. He's much like a Moshe Rabbeinu, which Chazal do say. So he was, okay, maybe Ezra HaSofer was Taka, greater than many, many other people throughout history, and maybe his death does deserve to have a fast day. But wait a second. If you remember, the Lashon of the Megillas Tainus was on the ninth day of Teves, Kosu Rabosenu, Lo Kosu Rabosenu Al Mahu. We don't know why it was instituted. And the next four words are, Ubo Bayo Meis Ezra HaKoin V'Nechemya. So, that's not so gishmak. How could the Magen Avraham suggest that the thing that the ninth of Av is because Ezra died, yeah, that's clear, that's true, but there is some other reason that clearly the Megillas Tainus is saying that that something happened, which we're not going to tell you, and Ezra HaSofer died. And furthermore, why does it have to say, why is it that Chacham didn't want to tell us? Say, Ezra died. So two problems. First of all, it says that something happened, which I'm not going to tell you, and Ezra died, which clearly means that the thing that I don't want to tell you is not the fact that Ezra died. Secondly, what is it that Ezra died that has to be so secretive? Why is it that Ezra's death has to be kept that nobody should know about it? So here, Jonathan Eifschitz has a suggestion. He says that, again, Chazal tell us that Ezra HaSofer was mamish like in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had given, the Gemara says, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had given the Torah prior, Ezra HaSofer would have given the Torah. So Ezra HaSofer was just about on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, where was he buried? Where was Moshe Rabbeinu buried? It's an explicit pasuk in Chumash. Lo noda, the pasuk says. The pasuk says explicitly, we have no idea where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. For whatever reason, Hashem doesn't want us to know. So it says, if you understand, Eifshitz, a beautiful insight. In the same way Moshe Rabbeinu died, and the Torah says, I don't want to tell you where, so Ezra HaSofer is on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, when he died, Chazal also in the same, to follow this pattern of, I don't want to tell something about Moshe Rabbeinu, is too secretive, we don't know where he's buried, so too, we don't want to know when Ezra HaSofer was killed. I'm sorry, when Ezra HaSofer died, and that's why it has to be somehow hidden, that we don't know when Ezra HaSofer died. Which is very difficult also, this would be honest in Eibschitz. Because it's true, we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, but we definitely do know when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the Zayin Adar. In fact, one of the days that are listed in this Megillas Tainus, the same piece of Megillas Tainus that says that you should fast, it says on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. So it's very clear, happy to say that you should fast on Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit on Zayin Adar. Why, when it gets to Ezra, who's like Moshe Rabbeinu, would it say, oh, but I don't want to tell you, I don't want to tell you anything about it. It's only because he's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have no problem to know when he died. So it's a hard to understand that explanation that the ninth of Av is to commemorate Ezra's death in itself. Now let's get a little bit more labedic. There's another suggestion, which I know Rabbi Kanna did mention on Sunday morning, Sefer called Sefer HaYibur, which suggests the following. This is one of the Rishonim, Avraham ben Yechia, lived in the early 1100s. He says the following. We know this time of the year coincides with some holidays of other religions. So Avraham ben Yechia in his Sefer HaYibur suggests that, you know why we fast, or we should fast on the ninth of Teves. And you know why Chazal say, I don't want to tell you why you should fast? Because you know whose birthday it is on the 9th of Teves? That's the day that Yashka was born. Yashka's birthday was the 9th of Teves. If that's the case, says the Sefer Yibur, I don't know if the Sefer Yibur makes this point, we could readily very well understand why Chacham is saying, but I'm not going to tell you why you should be fasting. Because imagine how, you know, it's not the Christians didn't kill enough of us. Imagine if we would have said, you should fast on his birthday. You know, they had their partying, they're doing their things, they're having their sudas hadas, and we're going to be fasting. They'll be so angry at us that we're fasting, that we're not appreciating, that we're doing something, you know, almost negative because of his birth. So therefore, it would make a lot of sense. It would be very prudent that Chachamim would say, we want you to fast. Something happened. I'm not going to tell you what. I don't want you to know. I don't want you to tell your children, I don't want to, just fast. It's not a good thing. Something bad happened to the Jews. I want you to fast, but we're not going to tell you. Because if it was known why, then the Christians would be so angry with us, would hurt us even more. Because we're commemorating his birthday by actually being a sack and a fast. Again, this is one of the Rishonim. What's a little bit difficult is that means that where does he know? From where does he know that Yeshu's birthday was December 25th, like the Goyim claim? He believed the Goyim? He listened to their accounts that his birthday was on December 25th, and based on that, he did a cheshbon. You could do the cheshbon. Go to Hebcal on the computer and cheshbon out in the year, you know, zero of the Common Era, I guess, or whatever it is, and figure it out based on the Ibriyar, the Ibr months and the Ibriyars. You could figure out what day it ends up in Hebrew. And he's found out that December 25th, in the year zero of the Common Era, I'm sorry, that was his death. So it has to be his birthday was, I don't know, how old was he when he was killed?
His birthday was January 1st.
So how many years did he live? 30, 60? How old is he? Okay, so negative 37 of the Common Era. Figure out the math, and he Avraham ben Chia made a cheshbon that that's the day in that year, the Judaic calendar, the Jewish day equivalent to December 25th is the Tes Teves. Okay, that's what he said. That's what he suggests. But it's very difficult that he first of all, nobody before him in the 1,000-year interim between that occurrence and this Rishon, the Sefer Yibur, nobody made this cheshbon. And secondly, it sounds like he's taking their claim that the birth was December 25th. Furthermore, there's machlokas among the Christians whether his birth was December 25th or January 6th. So that's also very unusual and perhaps a little bit difficult to understand why that should be this mysterious reason for the fast on Tes Teves, that's the day that Yeshu, that Yashka was born. There's, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there's the Haggadah of Rav Baruch Frankel to Omim. And he has a one line there that has a totally new suggestion, and we're going to find something absolutely incredible based on that suggestion. Let me read it to you. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, on the ninth day of Teves, we fast, and we don't know why we fast, the Shulchan Aruch says. There's some reason that Chazal instituted, but we don't know. Says Rav Baruch Frankel to Omim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote this, he lived in the early 1800s, Masasi b'chsav yad, he says, I found some manuscript that on Tes Teves, Nifter Shimon HaKalfus, somebody named Shimon HaKalfus died on this day. Who was Shimon HaKalfus? Anyone here Shimon HaKalfus? Okay. Yeah. Shehoshia es Yisrael. He saved Bnei Yisrael b'tzara gedola from a terrible tzara. Bizman ha-pritzim. During the time of the pritzim, the people who are breaking out, the people who are, and a good English word for pritzim, what was the word he had? The lawless ones. Okay. Bizman ha-pritzim, people who are, you know, break out. So because of that, he died on this day, Tes Teves, And therefore, Nikva Yomi Sas L'Tainas Olam, and they made this takan in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they decided that this person's Yerzai, when he died, they should make a takanas olam, that on the ninth day of Teves, we should fast because of this Shimon HaKalfus. Who in the world is Shimon HaKalfus? That's the question. So, again, as I mentioned, this article is from a historian, Dr. Lyman, and he noticed that there's a set of literature, the name Shimon HaKalfus does not appear anywhere in Chazal, does not appear anywhere in Shas, does not appear anywhere in Midrashim. Where does the name Shimon HaKalfus yes appear? There's a set of literature called Toldos Yeshuv, which is the Jewish accounts of the beginning of Christianity. Toldos Yeshuv, written by Jews about what happened, how the development of Christianity happened from the Jewish perspective. And you could find this. There appear parts of this are in the Geniza, the Cairo Geniza. And there's an incredible story. There's an absolutely incredible story. Because there's a person named Shimon Kalfa. Same name. Kalfus, Kalfa. And who is this person, Shimon? Shimon was a Tana. He was a Tana who lived in the time of the Tanaim, right after the second Beis HaMikdash, the 100s, 200s of the Common Era. And what was special about him? The Chachamim of the time commanded him to infiltrate the early church movement. This is what this is not a Chazal. This is Toldos Yeshu, which is a Jewish book, some Jewish literature, tell the story that he was sent by Chazal to infiltrate the early church, or the beginnings of that the development of the church, to become the Bishop of Rome. And the story continues to teach the people of Rome, the Christians, a new kind of Christianity, a Goyish Christianity, and not a Yiddish Christianity. Because what was happening at that time, when Christianity began, it started as a, I don't want to say an outgrowth, Chas v'Shalom, of Yiddishkeit, but it started from Jews, and there was a lot of unclarity, there was a lot of, gray, and Rachmana Litzlan, Yidden, were falling prey to things that looked similar, but, even nowadays they try this tactics, if you ever Google any Jewish terms, very often you're going to be brought to Christian sites. So at that point, there was a blur a little bit between traditional Yiddishkeit and this new group of Christians, and therefore they sent Shimon HaKalfus to infiltrate the Christian church and somehow draw the Christian church to become more Goyish and less Jewish. Sounds funny. To make them more Goyish, and by doing that, what will it do? It will draw a much clearer distinction and take away that blur, more draw a clear distinction between who are Jews and who's outside of the Jewish, the Jewish way of thinking. So the Jews won't be mistaken to think, that the whole idea of Jews for Jay, why it's unfortunately been so successful, because it sounds like you can have your cake and eat it too, Chas v'Shalom. So Chachamim wanted to break that possibility and distance the Christians from the Jews who knew themselves as Jews and not could get mixed up in a Jewish-Christian group, but rather make them Christians, meaning real Goyish, Goyim L'mahadrin. So there shouldn't be that blur. That book that I told you, this Toldos Yeshu, the ones that we have are from, the earliest ones that he have is from the 1700s, he quotes here. Yes, he quoted there are parts from the Cairo Geniza, but listen to this. By the way, before we hit the punchline in a minute, it makes a lot of sense if we would say that Chachamim want to establish a fast day because of this person's patir. He's obviously a great person who gave up so much to save Klal Yisrael at the behest of the Chachamim who sent him. But more than that, it makes so much sense that how should the Megillas Tainus say? The Megillas Tainus is definitely going to say, I don't want you to know why. I don't want you to know who we're commemorating, whose death we're commemorating, and it fits also that it's a death of somebody as opposed to the birth of Yeshu, because the rest of Megillah's Tainus is all people's yard sites. So it makes sense. If somebody's very special, Shimon HaKalfas' yard site, that fits. It also makes sense why they didn't want, I'm telling you, you should fast. I'm not telling you why. I don't want you to know what the reason is, what the history is, just fast. That also fits, because if the Goyim would, you know, have realized the what had happened to their, you know, how their religion sort of developed, so because we sent a an undercover agent into the church and made things happen, they would not be so happy with hearing that. So it makes sense that the way the Megillas Tainus says that it's something that the Chacham said, fast, but we're not telling you why. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we don't have anymore, that was censored. And on that Gemara is a Rashi that was also taken out, that was also censored. Unfortunately, I didn't have in my library, you know, I don't think we have a Diktuke So from here. I wasn't able to see it inside. But I'd like to share with you a quote from a Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah that was censored, and therefore it's not going to be. I looked up the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we have, it wasn't there. I looked up on the Bar Ilan also, it didn't have. I thought maybe the Bar Ilan might insert the censored parts of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but unfortunately it didn't. And I'll read to you this quote from Rashi in Avodah Zarah that we don't have, and we'll finish with that. Again, it's in English. I couldn't get the Hebrew, but I'll just read to you the English. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says the following. The script and language of the Romans were borrowed from another nation. Others wrote their books for them, so-and-so, so-and-so, and Shimon, who are all Jewish. Meaning, the books of the basics of Christianity were not written by Christians, but rather by Jews. The Jews transformed their language, the Roman language, into an obscure one, says Rashi, in order to separate them from Yisrael. These Jews were not apikorsim, rather they acted with the best intentions in order to help the Jews. When they saw that the Jews were oppressed by the divrei kozav, the deceitful acts of the followers of Oso HaIsh, of Yashka, they pretended to be priests, and they ordained all of the basics of Christianity, as is stated explicitly, this is Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, in the Tlias Yeshu story. That's this literature that we were just talking about, that Rashi himself quotes, and that might be the secret for which Chacham say we have to fast on Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry, in the Teves, but we don't know why. We should be Zocha one day very soon to find out why, and at that point to not need to fast at all.